disappointing result. We can't have no complaints. No disrespect to Kidderminster. No disrespect to Welling. Two sides who are basically almost certain to get relegated. But what does that say about us, Gary? You know, at the end of the day, very disappointing over the Easter period. Thought we worked harder the other day. Certainly deserved a draw out of the game. We had enough chances as well to have won the game. But we come here today on the back of that result, a draw and a performance which was probably better than what we've had over the last six or eight games. I felt we started the better team today, even though they looked quite lively and they showed and they give the warning signs that if you allow them space or you didn't do the basics properly, you could be in trouble. That early on, that they should have had a penalty as far as I'm concerned from where I was. Joey Jones had an opportunity to deal with one with his chest and then send it, didn't want to do that. Then he's given the penalty away there. And the referee hasn't given it. That was a warning sign alone. And, you know, we came through that little bit where we'd hit the bar. Very good free kick from John Goddard. And one of our two very good moves. And Daniel Carr working very hard up front, which has been a big encouragement over the last couple of games. In every way of form, the way he's performed, the way he's worked. And, you know, we looked in control at that time, Gary. But all of a sudden, we've given a set play away and from a corner. Very unusual, like Brian Saar. He's disappointed. He's lost his marker. He's an experienced player. It happens sometimes. And the boys had a free header at the back post. 1-0 down, and we didn't need to be giving that away at that time. And, you know, 1-0 at half-time, but still believed that we could come back and win the game in respect of how much possession we had and how much, you know, we'd got into areas of the field of play. We just wanted to make sure we had a bit more quality and work their goalkeeper. And we got the equaliser, and I felt deservedly so. 15 minutes in the second half, we picked the ball up deep, and Matt Robinson went on a very good run, probably run 50, 60 yards, and got into their penalty area to put the ball into a space area. It's got a deflection down the goalkeeper in the near post. Hey, we've got a little bit of luck there. But from then on, really, I think that we were favourites to go on and win the game. And we had one or two little opportunities to turn around straight after that and do that, and it was encouraging. But, you know, again, we find ourselves in an area, in a defensive area, where the ball was going out of play as far as I'm concerned. There was three choices for Joey Jones. One, to let the ball go out of play and get his body between the man and the ball and have a throw-in. Two, he could have sent the ball from where he was upfield and we could all went up. Or three, he chose to make a decision, probably because it was Cadell Daniel and someone he knew, he could probably turn around and tweet on social media later on tonight and show how much the muscle. Very disappointed with Joey, because he's given us a free kick we didn't need to defend, and we got done on the free kick. And, you know, it don't matter what formation you play, what 11 players you get out on the park, you have to turn around and take responsibility. And I have to take responsibility. We're on a terrible run. I'm not knocking the effort, but we are underachieving, need more results. And it's very, very hard at the moment that my efforts and desire and Steve Thompson's have not gone. But it's annoying when you get goals what have gone in against you a day like that, though. And it's disappointing that, you know, you go through things in training on Tuesday and Thursdays regarding defending set plays and clearing your lines. And basically, you get done by them goals today, and that's why you're not getting the results, because you can't look or try and defend or make excuses for that.